Ooh-wee. I can't get away from this scripture this morning, so we're going to go with John 11, 25 and 26 again, along with John 17 and 27, 28. We're doing a continuation of the upgrade. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life." Say that back to me. I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me, somebody say, whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this? Blessed Jesus. Why do we believe it? Jesus says, tell you why. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Somebody say, and neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. This is the word of God. And this is who we are. Y'all know who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. I'm feeling pretty spiritual this morning. Whew. We're continuing with life and life everlasting, the upgrade. But guess what today we're going to talk about? From command to promise. Somebody say command to promise. Everybody know what an upgrade is. I think everybody have all our smartphones. Don't they do what they want to do? But an upgrade is to raise something to a higher standard, to improve by adding or replacing components. So we're going into this word from the perspective of this word is going to be added to by the Holy Spirit. It's going to be enhanced. They're going to show us how it's redone. They're going to update it, reform it, and guess what? They're going to modernize it for us. Amen. How many of y'all know what commandments are? Oh, don't they scare you sometimes? Well, I'm going to go with the basic commandment. A commandment is a divine or a moral rule that is followed strictly. It is often associated with the Ten Commandments, which are found, or which are the ten fundamental laws given to God by Moses. Y'all remember the Ten Commandments? I had forgot about the Ten Commandments. I hadn't thought about the Ten Commandments. When was the last time y'all thought about the Ten Commandments? I think that the Ten Commandments, maybe that they're so deeply rooted in us, maybe we just automatically, you know, think about it. We just live it out. I mean, nobody has to tell me, Katie, one step in front of the other to walk. Some things are just subliminal, subconscious, it's in us, and we just live it out. But today, I want to run through the Ten Commandments again, because the commandments of God, what is God commanding us to do? First, it says, I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Somebody say, thou shalt have no other god before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord in vain. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Y'all remember back in the day when everything was closed on Sunday? Do y'all remember that? I remember that from a child. Everything was closed down. If you didn't get it on Saturday, you were out of luck. Now, it's changed dramatically. Anything and everything. They have even little football practices for the kids on Sunday. All kinds of things. Anything that can happen on a Sunday be happening. But the word says, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your mother and your father. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not tell lies on people. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. Now, what does that have to do with the upgrade? Well, we're going to keep going about commands, because that's what a command usually do. It tells you, you get, it's a rule and it's an order that has to be obeyed. It's an edict. It's a mandate. It's somebody that's giving you an authoritative order. Y'all remember Gomer Powell, Sergeant Carter? And when I was thinking about commands and how orders are given, I just heard Pyle. So I had to go and look up a picture of Sergeant Carter, because that's the way I hear command. You know, when somebody said, didn't I tell you? Strong authority, and they mean it. And sometimes they holler real, real loud. Now, there's another type of command. Like whenever we have pets, and if you're training your dog, sit, play dead, roll over, whatever you tell a dog to do. I've never had a dog that paid any attention to me come when it want to. That's more like a cat. Can you imagine training a cat? Now that is an animal that has no identity with command or response. How many of us are like cats this morning? But dogs, you can give a dog a command. Other animals, dolphins, things can be trained, seals. And the other command is like on our computer. Control, Alt, Delete. That'll make your machine, you know, stop, start over. Control, X, cut. Pace. We have all of these different commands that we can use in our day-to-day life. And so those things help us to navigate. We have commands. That's when somebody just, you got to be told what to do when it needs to be done. And then there's the upgrade. Somebody say upgrade. The upgrade is the promise. A promise is a declaration or an assurance that God will, somebody say God will. God will do a particular thing, and a particular thing will happen. It is given good grounds for expecting a particular occurrence or situation. Somebody say expectations. Expectations. And what does that mean? We are ready to be lifted to a higher standard as we consider command and promise. Even going back to the commandments. Because remember this, now listen to me. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. I'm gonna ask a question. Are you one of Jesus' sheep? Are you one of Jesus' sheep? Because Jesus says, I give unto them eternal life. They will never perish, and nobody can pluck them out of my hand. Somebody, say that. Nobody can pluck me out of his hand. Or say it one more time. Nobody can pluck me out of his hand. Oh, does that make y'all feel good this morning? You know, sometimes when you're going through life, you just feel like things can come and things go, and you never know what's going to come and get you. But, oh, that's whenever a command is. See, Jesus is commanding this. Y'all hear this? No man. They said, no man. Jesus said, no man. That's the commandment. Whoever this man is, whatever this man likes, this human situation is, it cannot pluck us out of his hand. That's the command. The upgrade, that's the promise. Somebody say, that's the promise. Command and promise. That is the promise. Now the question is, how we hear God's voice? How we hearing this word? And today the word is subtle shift. Can somebody say subtle shift? It's a subtle shift. What starts out as a command, as an edict, becomes a promise. Y'all got that? It becomes a promise. So where God is saying in the Ten Commandments, I am the Lord thy God, that's not just a commandment, it's a promise. Who? God. Who, that's my promise. Who is my Father? Who is my God? It's commandment. I'm telling you who I am, but this is my promise. Oh, thou shalt have no other gods before you. See, whenever I know that God is my God, when we know that God is our God, the job can't get us off. The efforts towards whatever man, remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And when that humanity get in there and try to start making us fight, that's whenever we hear something like this. I ain't bowing down to nothing. Nobody but God. I'm bowing down before the cross. I'm bowing in his presence. That's where I am. I don't take the name of the Lord in vain because I know I got to call on the name of the Lord. Somebody say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And that promise leads to everlasting life. And you know what? We won't kill because we know that, well, that's just not like our Father. It's a promise. The promise is when we don't, we won't get. Okay? I cannot kill anything, and because I won't kill anything by his word, nothing can kill me. Thou shalt not commit adultery. You won't do wrong because you know that what you're doing is commanded by him. Therefore, it's a promise. The promise is, I will keep your family. I will keep your relationship. I will make this union holy because if I commanded it of you, am I not also commanding it of myself? How can I tell you? And then God says, and how can I not do it myself? That's the promise. Don't bear false witness. You know that we can trust in the Lord. Everything will be all right. No reason to covet, because why? What God has done for others, he can do for me and more. Somebody said, what God has done for others, he will do for me and more. That's how God's command becomes a promise. Somebody say, subtle shift, upgrade. It's just the difference in how we are hearing what God is giving us this morning. One of my favorite ones, it used to scare me a little bit, try to figure out, well, how am I going to do this? But Joshua 1:9 is so amazing. He says, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? Oh, scaredy cat, Katie Webb. Just go ahead and repent before y'all and the Lord. Scared as can be, S-K-E-D, scared. When he says, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Why? For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Where can you go that God is not there? Where can you go? And so when it's a command and he's telling you, Katie, you scared again. Oh, Jesus, this is my promise. Since I'm telling you to be strong, since I'm telling you to be courageous, since I'm telling you not to be afraid, I'm also giving it to you as a promise. Let me put it like this. I hadn't heard it like that before. Whenever I was trying to, you know, listening to the word and how do you, you know, what is it that you want me to say to him this Sunday, Lord? He says, command a promise. Y'all used to be telling y'all what to do. You hear it as law. I'm getting a little bit ahead, but we hear it as law. The law and the prophets, the gospel, the epistles. So a lot of what we get, we hear as law. But whenever we realize, all they did have was the law from Genesis to Malachi. And then they had love that came through the physical presence of our Savior, Jesus Christ. So what was law, command through Jesus Christ is our promise. I just can't get, I get excited about that. So Isaiah 41 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Somebody say, I am your God. It's like a commandment. It's like God is commanding himself. I'm your God. It becomes our promise. This is my God. And when he calls me, I will answer. And it just keeps telling us, do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. I will strengthen you. But more than anything else, somebody say it real loud with me. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Have y'all ever imagined God commanding God's self? God is commanding God's self. That's just like whenever I get confused. Katie, do not eat that third piece of cake. I'm commanding myself. God is saying, I'm with you. God is commanding himself. This is my child. I don't care where she go, I'm going with it. I'm going with her. I'm going with him. That's my command to me. So it becomes their promise. God is so good. And here's a command. They so sweet. Come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Ooh. How many sleepless night people do we have? Man, I have not always come to him, call somebody, try to come up with an answer, try to come up with some kind of solution. But this is a command. Jesus says, come to me. Somebody repeat, come to me. Jesus says, come to me and I will give you rest. See, he's telling us what to do. Come to me, promise, I'm going to give you rest. I promise you if you come to me, I got you. And that's the beauty. And when command becomes promise, we change. How quick do we change? In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Y'all know I thought that was when people would go. You be here one moment. Then you go. But in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we can get an upgrade from the Father. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, that pain that's breaking us down, it can be gone. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, something, the light will come on and flash, gling, gling, gling. I will trust in the Lord. Because you finally, it's like, duh, what have I been trusting? Some trust in silver, some trust in gold, some trust in horses, but David says, I will trust in the name of the Lord. And when we start having that interaction between command and promise, he gives us a boldness. You don't even realize you're standing up straight. You may not even realize you're just walking around. Gives you a boldness. That boldness is characterized by a willingness to take God at his word. And that's what makes you confident. How about that? God telling God's self what to do. I just like that. I mean, I love the sound of that. I love knowing that. And this is why it's even better. Jesus said, do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I have come not to destroy, but to fulfill. So every thou shall not that has come upon us, Jesus is saying, it's done in me. Every do not is completed, fulfilled in him. This means that Jesus did not abolish what God told Moses. Oh, the law was still there. But it has come to the place where it has, through Jesus Christ, accomplished the purpose. That's why we are spiritual beings having a human experience. Malaysia, can I play with you for a minute? Come on down. This is like a moment, okay? All right? This is the Holy Spirit. Now let's work it out. Everybody say good morning, Malaysia. This is my friend, Malaysia. Malaysia has a wonderful test today. You are my spirit being. You are my spirit being. And Lord knows what my humanity gonna do right now. But it comes down to this right here, where Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. So you say, follow me, Katie. That's me acting like a cat. The spiritual being in us will tell us, follow me. Our spiritual being, I think that's all they want me to do with you. Praise the Lord. The spiritual being says, trust God. The spiritual being says, I am yours. You are mine. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. And because the job didn't come through, you just feel like, well, something else wrong, Jesus. That's our humanity. And then sometime our humanity, oh, come back. Come back. Come back, spiritual being. Holy Spirit is so smooth. Spiritual being, I am the human experience. I'm telling you, it's hard. Don't back down. Because, see, that's what our humanity, I got the doctor's report. I know what they told me. I know what they said on the job. I know what people have said about me. I know how I feel. What are you trying to tell me about God for? Command and promise? Have your humanity tried to stand up on your spirituality? Somebody say, God is real. Our human experiences may not be. So who we gonna listen to? Are we gonna listen to the voice of the Spirit? Or are we gonna listen to that human side of us that sees, touch, feels, and smells? You can go back. We have to be sure. Now, I may be just talking to myself right here. We have to be sure that we don't allow our humanity and what's going on in this physical world to beat down our spiritual man. That's the upgrade. Because, see, for command, when we go from command to promise, and then we understand that what that law is, whatever our body is telling us, whatever our situation, circumstances, disappointments are telling us, we realize law becomes love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Love covers everything. And that's why Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Somebody say, I am the resurrection and the life. Look at whatever it is you're thinking about. Everybody has something on their mind. It's always a little something, a little gnat or a fly or something just running by. Blink. Whatever that thing is in your life, say, I am the resurrection and life. I am the resurrection and the life. Stand on that. Jesus said, do you believe this? Do you believe this? I gave my testimony Thursday night when I was with the guys on campus about whenever I was an undergraduate. And I was having a hard time with Spanish and biology and math. Still have to use the little lines every now and then. But I'm here to let y'all know that it was my junior year at Clemson. I had gone into a dark depression. I just did not know what I was gonna do. I was about to flunk out. Finally, I went to CAPS. CAPS is the Counseling and Psychological Services on campus. By the grace of God, I had enough sense to go over there and talk to somebody. Lo and behold, I was diagnosed with a learning disability. Guess what? Foreign languages, math and science. And I thought that was gonna be the end of me and my educational pursuits. But by the grace of God, somebody say, because of the resurrection and the life, I had to take extra classes. I took extra English, humanities, and history classes to be able to finish up my course, because like I told them and like I'm telling whoever this needs to touch, if there is a blockage, God knows how to have an open space for you. God knows how to open up a way. And I'm grateful that I was able to graduate. But not only that, y'all already know I did go and got my undergraduate and then went and got the master's and then went on and got my second master's from Duke. So I'm a living testimony. Somebody say, I am the resurrection and the life. It may look difficult. It may look hard. And I'm telling you the truth. I was depressed and on antidepressants because I did not know which way to go. But I heard somebody say, some trust in chariots, some trust in silver, but I will trust in the name of the Lord. Do you believe this? Somebody say, upgrade. God's command is now our promise. Yes, it is. Please stand on your feet. Lord, I thank you right now. If this word has moved you, touched you in any way, just put your hands together and give him a praise. We thank God for the upgrade. Another way we can say upgrade in the kingdom is God reveals mysteries. God is showing us more of himself. And I am so grateful that what I saw once was a scary command. God says, that's my promise. That is my promise. Let us pray. Our Lord, our God. Our Savior, our Redeemer. Thank you. Thank you for being in relationship with us in such a way that we do learn your law. We do hear your command. But because of your Son, Jesus Christ, love comes through and embraces us and lets us know it's a promise. Lord, we thank you that your command guides us, keeps us, directs us, keeps us in one with you, one with ourselves, and one with each other. And because of your goodness and your grace, because not only do you command us, you command yourself, which is the ultimate promise towards us. And Lord God, we just say thank you. You know what each and every person here needs, every person listening needs. Help us to remember your promises. Help us to know that you keep your word. And we thank you for the way you come through revealing mysteries so we can become closer, speaking to us so that we can become more spiritual, reminding us that we can be more spiritual so that we can stand toe to toe when our humanity rises up. Help us to remember that love fulfilled the law. And because of this, we say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah and amen. Now receive this benediction. The promises of God are sure and will be fulfilled, because he cannot lie. For the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And they are all to the glory of God through us, for his name's sake and for his glory. Amen.